Everybody's doing something. We'll do nothing.
Welcome, damn it. Welcome back to That Show About Nothing. This is that guy, Eric X, along with 2AG, a.k.a. Aaron the Misfit. What's good, my brother?
Not too much, man. I'm good. Chilling. Vibing. I'm actually vibing to this tune I just put on. We haven't recorded in a minute, and we were supposed to record months ago and shit, and I posted some shit on Twitter that, like, you know, artists submit your shit, and we'll play it on the background in the show. I'm a man of my word, so that's what we're doing right now. Not gonna name everybody and say all the songs because we're gonna be talking and shit, but you know, shout out to everybody who, you know, submitted something and that I'm playing. This is Poison and the Cure. What do you say?
What do you say is the title?
Yeah.
Poison and the Cure is the
That's the artist.
Okay.
It's got a little nice little
shout
vibes.
Out to y'all.
It seems like it got a little spring summertime bop and shit. So.
Alright. Chill on the uses and vibes, bro. You did use it like 3 times already. And a bop, nigga.
I know, I'm too old for that shit.
We
right?
Old, nigga.
It's a jam.
This your crank.
Yeah, it's your crank. It's cranking a little bit. It's got some crankage.
But yeah, man, we back at it again after a slight hiatus. I take the majority of the responsibility on that one.
It's always you're David Ruffin.
I ain't feel like doing shit, so I can't really, ain't no other way to put it. And we've scheduled, and we made some attempts, but, you know, shit comes up. But we back today. So that's all that matters.
One episode we was talking about too much shit, and I don't know if we passed the statute of limitations.
Yeah.
So we had to cut that one. And
a
then,
lot of shit in there was just like a touch too close to home.
Yeah, yeah. And then
the shit we was just talking about people we
know. Yeah, talking people we know and shit.
And shit we've done, it's just not wasn't a good look.
That wasn't a good look. Especially when motherfuckers are still actively doing shit.
Oh man, and the person you did mention on that one is out here sending friend requests.
Really?
Yeah, it's funny.
Ratatouille, stay away from me. Yeah, I told my boy, I was like, yo, don't fuck with him. I said, don't fuck with him. Yeah,
okay. Of course. I was hoping so.
Like, that shit was on my mind that whole day. I was like, man, I got to call this nigga, man. I'm slipping, man.
Oh, on a lighter note, this whole COVID-19 shit.
Oh.
Hey, shout out to my cousin, home early. Like, you know what I mean? He on lockdown again when he came home because, you know, we can't do anything, but he's home. Shout out to you.
Congratulations. And he, He ain't go. He might have went to jail for them chickens, but he ain't home early from snitching. So you ain't got to cut him off like karate.
Nah. He came home for the feds early, man. I mean, a win is a win, right? I don't know.
A win is a win, man. A win is a win.
But nah, that type of thing, like, I don't want that type of time over my head, so I damn near would want to do mine to the door, depending on how much he had left. You know what I mean?
You know what he was in for?
Drugs, nigga. Like, and this is what I'm saying. This is why I'm saying, like,
I don't know. I thought
No.
I'm not gonna stereotype my black man. He could have been in there for insider trading.
This is what I'm saying. This is why I would, if I was in his shoes, I would want to do my time to the door. He's a drug dealer. It's what he does. He's not gonna pick up a profession now. So
no, he is. He's gonna be completely legitimate now. Just in case.
Hopefully,
right? I know, right?
But yeah, man. On some lighter news.
You should be able to put that on a job application.
It's like, nigga, I ran a corporation.
Nah, nigga, for real, all the shit that you need to know about business, you can learn in your drug game.
We're not about to make this a drug.
I'm about to make this a drug episode, but I'm just saying, you really can.
I agree with you.
Customer service.
You definitely learn how to manage a team.
Learn how to manage the team. If you're just doing yourself, self-reliable, marketing. You know what I mean? Price, what they call it? Price setting or whatever the fuck you want to say. I don't know. You learn more business terms, but you know
they're just playing the market. Yeah, you know, you're pricing your product to where it fits in.
Me, I knew that I was in a market where the competition were inconsistent with their customers, and they would tell their customers fabrications. So I didn't lie to my customers. gave them straight, you know what I mean, straight whatever their weight was, and showed them no grams, no shit like that. And I wasn't a nigga that said, like, I'm be there at 30, and 90 minutes later, 2 hours later, I show up. When I said I was 30, I was usually there at 30, most 10 minutes late.
You gotta understand, like, most drug dealers, the average drug dealer got a day job, so. I would prefer mine to be a professional about his.
Full time, I need dedication, yeah, baby.
Full time, you know what I mean?
Oh, why can't you up? Like, where you at, nigga? Oh, I'm at work. Nigga. What the fuck you mean you at work?
Can you wait till later? I ain't got it right now. Nigga.
No.
When I go to Walmart, like, they don't tell me, hold on, we out of Hanes socks right now. Hanes dropped the shit off.
Like, well, I gave it to him, man. Let him know. Let him know how to be better about their business management. To all my fellow drug dealers out there, man. And anybody
else.
Former, because I'm a, if I was a drug dealer, I wouldn't be here talking right now. I'd be somewhere and enjoying myself in quarantine, maybe with some kind of woman of black descent or Asian descent or something. I don't know.
Black descent or Asian descent, not African descent or.
Nah, baby, we had these conversations before. I'm gonna get me I'm gonna settle down with a chick from Arkansas, like Mississippi or some shit. They got a dumbass heavy accent.
That's Asian.
Have you ever met an Asian chick with like a deep ass
Southern accent?
With a Southern or Asian person, period.
Nah, but again, nigga, like we from here, so.
Yeah, we're from here, right? So. But that's still funny, though. That's still funny to think about, just like. Jackie Chan, but he sounds
Have you been watching the Jordan doc? Well, not the Jordan, the Bulls documentary at all? Okay.
So sports on everybody been watching that shit.
The memes that are coming from these are just hilarious. Because the one I personally like is when he's like, show me the widest jeans you got. And he'd be like, and they show him a picture of like jeans, and he'd be like, wider.
Like, Joe, I've been saying this.
But they are trying to humanize
this guy. On laptop. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They tried to make it seem like he was going to be as bad, but. I don't know. I don't see it. Like, he is who I thought he was.
Yeah, like a crazy motherfucker that just wanted to win.
He's a.
I mean,
he's a part. You know what I mean? Psychopath.
Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah, and it's what it takes.
This motherfucker, like, psychopaths are only bad when they use it for bad.
Murderers.
Yeah.
Shit like that, right?
But Jordan is a psychopath. Kobe was a psychopath. To be that great, you have to be. Because you have to have that kind of belief in yourself.
Slightly insane. Because the thing is, you got to believe in yourself when no one else sees that shit.
And that's the hardest
thing. That's fucking crazy.
That's the hardest thing, dude. As a motherfucking a creative and shit, dude, I go through that shit all the fucking time. Like with this story. People don't. I don't know. They don't. It sounds like, I don't know. Maybe it sounds like I'm just shoveling shit right now.
Yeah, nigga, alright. That type of shit.
Yeah, cause nigga, book. Yeah, okay. Ooh.
All right, nigga, gonna write a book. Yeah. Nigga, it ain't nothing but putting words together. Nigga, just read the shit. Like, just.
I don't give a fuck if they read it at this point. Buy it. Like the people I know, I don't care if they read it. I want strangers to read it. You know what I mean? The people I know is whatever. You know what I mean? You get to it when you get to it.
Just go and support me. If you do support me, support me.
Yeah. Throw that money my way. Not like you're giving me money, but you're fucking buying a product. That's my whole thing. But. I had a question. Are you ever wrong?
A lot.
What do you think about people that can never be wrong? We're not going to get on to a politics too much because you know how I get with that. But our commander-in-chief, he's never wrong. He's a person that can never admit to being wrong.
I won't say he won't admit that he was wrong. He'll say it like...
But that's what I'm saying.
If I fuck up and be like, man, we ain't dropped this podcast in 4 weeks. But, yeah, Aaron's been busy, you know?
Like, no. The way he does, like, I wanted to drop the podcast 4 weeks ago, but Aaron, you know, he's been doing too much inconsistency. You know, he likes to smoke a lot of marijuana. I'm not saying that's a cause, but it might be the reason why we haven't recorded in 4 weeks or 4 months. And my dropping voice is getting a little, sorry, actually, all right.
You're practicing?
No, he just has an easy voice to imitate.
He just talks like he's almost out of breath.
Yeah, he's sitting
here. Somebody just hit him in the stomach. Like, my man literally came out, a couple days ago and was like, hey, I can pull these damn press conferences. Y'all don't deserve this shit anyway. I'm trying to keep y'all here.
Nigga. Dog, all right, we're here now, but the nigga is, dog, nigga's funny. Nigga's funny. This is, we don't sell, America doesn't sell shit, but.
We're consumers.
Guns and fucking entertainment. That's all we export. You know what I mean?
We don't really export guns. We're only entertainment and consumers.
Yeah, we do. We definitely export. The fucking Saudis, they be buying all kinds of fucking machines of destruction from us.
Yeah, military grade shit that we get from other people and give to them. We literally...
Like, that's Lockheed Martin and shit. I think we make our guns and shit.
Ooh.
What? I think America makes their guns.
What gun brands do you
think? Beretta?
You named one because it's here.
Yeah, it's right there. Like what you said, it's like it's hard not to name that one.
No, nigga, the guns we be giving these niggas in the Middle East is literally guns we take from other countries and defeat.
Like, no, certain guns, like the AK-47, that's a Russian gun. That's some shit they made. I think the M16, that's
Russian. I think all we got is the...
No, I think we got the M16, maybe the M15. I don't know shit about guns, so I'm about to get the fuck off this subject, but I think... Like we said before.
Yeah, but the rest of the world ain't running around with that shit.
All opinions are facts.
We the only ones that got those. What? Everyone else got everything else.
What the? I don't know, nigga. I haven't. I'm not as traveled as I would like to be.
Fucking stupid.
Not as traveled as I would like to be. I mean, like. But, like, with the Trump shit, it's just a lot of. He invokes a lot of emotions in people. And it had me thinking, like...
He gets people riled up. That's pretty nice.
How much hate do you have in your heart, personally?
Me? Towards Trump?
Anything. Regardless of what it is.
Not much, I guess. Hate's strong. To hate something? Like, some dislike for a lot of shit, yeah, but... I don't really know of anything I would, like... Man, I hate this shit. You got a follow up to that or what? Like, you looking around the sky.
I'm there, because I'm thinking, like, what I would say pretty much would be typical shit. Like, oh, I hate fucking.
Or, like, racism and shit like that. Like,
yeah, that's typical shit. The shit you're supposed to hate. But do I hate anything in particular?
Would you feel like Trump hates some shit?
I don't think Trump gives a fuck about anything.
I don't think he gives a fuck about anything but money.
I don't think he gives a fuck about anything but himself. You don't even know his son's name. You're like, what's the fuck, whatever that little nigga name is over there. Happy birthday to him. The
damn sure don't know any of
the one the last bitch had. That's.
What's your mama, boy?
what's your mama name, boy? What's his name, girl?
Like, yeah, that's
But he's never wrong. He's never wrong. Maybe I need to start taking that mentality. I'm just never wrong with him. Yeah. Never going to admit to being wrong.
I don't know if that's the mentality you should take. You can probably draw from his I don't give a fuck mentality.
I don't want to draw anything from that motherfucker but his bank account.
Yeah, well, he's kind of a failed millionaire, so...
You got more on this shit than I do right now.
Yeah, we do.
I was saying, man, the nigga got the... fell into the best job in the fucking country.
And still doesn't want it, I don't think.
Because here's the thing. I say I wouldn't want to be president, and I probably wouldn't. I wouldn't want to do the work, but I want the power. Because that motherfucker, you wake up and you can just... You literally just completely stop traffic. Like, all right, hey, nobody drive on this highway. Yeah. Like, you would, like, just the power, nigga. I can't.
Hey, I'm going to come to your city, and I'm going to charge y'all to block streets off.
Like, nigga, you have to respect me, nigga. Let you put your hands on me. You're dead. You're dead, nigga. I ain't got to say nothing. I ain't got to make one phone call. Oh, yeah, matter of fact, I can make one phone call, and all y'all disappear by tomorrow. All because it's tomorrow. Don't feel so.
I feel threatened. I don't want them to exist anymore. Man, fuck all that. How you feel about that UFO video that dropped?
And here's the thing about it. Like, my homegirl.
She didn't realize no one's talking about it.
That's she hit me on Instagram today. She was saying she sent me the link to the video. The little UFO video that they've been showing. But I feel like I've been saw that video. I did see that video. I
didn't even click on it. So, I don't know if I saw it.
But, man, she was pretty much sending me to that joint like, yo, like laughing. Like. Because it was, I don't know, this was like 3 years ago, I guess. 3 years ago when we like, it was like 2 or 3 years ago. When we was on fucking, on Route 5. We was kind of close to Andrews. So So I'm like, maybe that's military shit, but it was something like fucking low. It was hovering, and it wasn't like, it wasn't no fucking plane. Wasn't no fucking plane, wasn't no advertisement, shit like that, wasn't no weather balloon. And then the shit like,
with no gas line that burst.
No nigga. Just like,
Sino, you remember when Kevin used that shit in my black, I said, in my black, Men in Black. When he was like, it was a gas line that burst.
I was just pissing shit for everything. And what happened was, the gas line bursted. Yeah.
We'll get back to your story. My bad, bro.
But yeah, it almost looked like triangular, but I don't know, though. This shit was...
It was sorcery.
It was sorcery. It was sorcery.
Not sorcery. It was sorcery. It was
sorcery.
You know what the fuck sorcery is.
You know what the fuck sorcery is.
It was a circle with the drip. It was sorcery.
But it was that time, and then it was another time.
They got multiple.
Yeah. And here's the thing. I'm always with some other... I was always with other people, so it's not like I was by myself. I don't have anybody... I don't have people around me to confirm these fucking stories.
Were these people white?
Yeah, ironically, all of them are white. All of them white. Both stories.
I just said that because you got white friends.
Mathematically, you just like...
I know, it was a 50-50 shot.
It was a 50-50 shot. 50-50 shot. But it was the time before, we was just chilling in front of my folks' crib, we were smoking and shit, and it was just like, one joint, it was just like, in the middle of the sky, and then two other, like, lights just went to it. And then separated, and went to it, and separated, and then went to it, and then like isn't fucking like, disappeared.
Isn't that like how the video was? I mean, I didn't see it.
I don't know. I didn't watch it.
I didn't click on the link, because I was like, all right, man, I'm pretty sure there's some shit out here. I don't need to click on this to confirm it. And if y'all releasing, are we threatened by these niggas? They just small doses, like, hey, just in case, you know, some shit go down and shit.
It shows you how, like, technology is... fucking just consumes our minds so much. We see that shit and we're inundated with so much information.
We're desensitized. It's
like, this nigga's like, yo, so, you know, we UFOs. It's like, okay. Alright.
Yeah. Trump said something about Lysol.
This nigga, I mean, we said that are UFOs. Alright, well,
yeah, man.
I mean, if they ain't down here, nigga, like, they got the vaccine or something, nigga. Like, we don't give a fuck right now. We can't go outside. We can't go to the beach. All right, we don't give a fuck about UFOs.
Those things over the beaches up and letting people die left and right. When they're like cases just out of every. Like, Georgia had like what 200 new cases, or was that Florida?
I don't know.
It was something crazy.
I was thinking like niggas on the border, and like South Carolina or Florida. Like, man, fuck this shit. Nigga. I need a haircut, nigga.
I'm about to ride down Georgia.
I'm about to ride to Savannah to get me a haircut, yeah, nigga.
Damn, Savannah, nigga, you get.
I'm not good at geography.
Nah, I'm just saying. That's where you gonna get your cut. Like,
without, I don't know. Is that closer down the line? It's
Nigga, I was in Glencoe. The biggest city near me was Savannah.
Yo, we were talking about some dead artists earlier. I just seen some shit, and it was from an artist who had passed, and people were just like, just because an artist is dead doesn't mean they're great, or something they did in the past doesn't mean that was great.
It doesn't make their content any better than what it was.
Yeah, it doesn't like, oh shit, this, it was what it was at the time. If you didn't know that it was great then, and you just, they had to die for you to find out.
I could be like, damn, I missed this guy when he was alive. And then I'm just checking it out. Damn, I missed it. I could have got this earlier. You know what I mean? I feel that, but when someone passes, it'd be like, man, he was the GOAT. He was on his way. That type of stuff. Like,
no, because it was an artist I fuck with. I think he was... From the past decade, from 2010 to 2020, I think he was the dopest, definitely top five artist that was out. Dopest, right? But, like, that project that they was trending, I'm like, man, that shit wasn't even that good. It was okay. That shit wasn't like no classic. It's classic, man.
It's shit classic after the first listen.
You call it classic because it takes you back to your younger days and shit.
It's nostalgic.
It's nostalgic, but it's not classic. This shit was cool, but... It's later work was way, that shit was classic.
I know, it was a good feel.
Yeah, that shit, not like, skip, I rock with this song, but.
Like that one Wayne dropped earlier this year, I was like, damn, that's the Wayne I remember. I ain't go back to it yet.
I haven't listened to that Wayne
no
song.
No desire to go back to that shit.
It
gave me that high school feel, and that was it. I was like, I'm good. And now I'll go listen to the ones I like, if I want to hear Wayne.
It's too fucking long, man. Yeah. It's too much Wayne for me.
It's too much Wayne being Wayne.
Like, if Wayne was going to be Wayne, he should have just went off other people's beats.
Yeah.
And dropped a mixtape like he used to and shit. If he was going to do that, he dropped another fucking dedication.
I felt like, hey, nigga, did you owe somebody an album or something with this? Like, he did one of them Future Jones getting out of a deal drop type of albums. Like, I'm going to give you three this week. Like, just get out of here.
Man, that's the way, like, artists about to start, especially the big artists, they going independent, dude. Now, are they making, like, exclusive deals? Like, Drake deal, whatever shit's up, this next deal is going to be stupid, nigga. He's going to have, like, the biggest deal ever.
If he signs to someone?
Of course.
Yeah, he's going to.
Nigga.
It'd be stupid of him. Well, I guess he's to the point now, it doesn't matter either way. Like, he can sign to someone or just keep pushing on his own. I mean,
this Drake drops a song, even niggas that don't like Drake are going to listen to it.
To try to hate on him.
Bad. I just to see it because I would fuck, say whatever you want, character, fake, phony, whatever, don't write his own shit.
Hey, that Tootsie Slide Jones slap.
That shit's trash, dog.
I don't care, that Jones slap.
That shit's trash, dog. I heard that Jones, I was like, I said, this is a money making song. He just doing this shit. He's doing this shit for money.
He probably literally just doing this shit in the house and was like,
he's smart, dog. He did that shit for money, dog.
He let a cat on TikTok.
He got on the TikTok
wave. He let a cat on TikTok drop it, right? Like, break it.
I don't know.
That's what I heard.
I don't know, but that's what the. That was just a money grab.
Like a dude on TikTok.
It was just a money grab, dude. I was like, yeah, this is not. This shit's not gonna be.
Why else am I doing this shit? Like, why else is Drake doing this?
Because he wants to be considered as a great nigga.
He's not.
No question.
I was saying, like,
now you can't deny it, nigga.
Drake's to the point now he can be like, man, fuck the niggas I idolize. Like, if y'all don't fuck with me, fuck y'all.
Well, I mean, if we talking about hip hop shit, you can never. Drake is not gonna be considered one of those. He's not gonna be considered a J because he done write his. We know for a fact that he has. Somebody has wrote some of his shit before.
Well, is
now, I believe the majority of Drake probably wrote 80% of his shit, 90% of his shit. But the fact that somebody else.
When did Jay-Z's run start, realistically?
Exactly. Jay-Z's run has been for 20 plus years. Like, it's been from Reasonable Doubt.
When was he, like. Because you know the Biggie and Pac era.
Well, all right. Well,
then you had, like, DMX.
Well, essentially, you know. Jay really started to take off with Volume 2. That Hard Knock Life shit. That made Jay.
Jay.
He started taking, like, really, yeah. Because I knew about Jay before.
I mean, everybody knew of him.
Nah. The masses didn't. I guess we
know
were.
So?
No, everybody didn't know fucking Reasonable Doubt and the Streets is Watching.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, I first heard of Jay with the Streets is Watching and shit. And then I got.
Because, just like being a realist, everybody else, it was more so he waited his turn. Like, he waited everybody out to get the belt.
But no, because once he got on, ever since fucking Annie, nigga, Jay has been relevant.
But when was Annie dropped?
We was in elementary, I know that much.
You mean, it's a hard not life.
Yeah, hard not, that's not Annie song.
No, I know.
He did two Annie songs.
I know what you're saying, but I'm saying, like. Because, you know, they were always bigger. Artist year to year, but the consistency, hands down, no one's had this type. Well, shit, we just spoke on a nigga that's having that type of run. Like Drake.
Nobody's had a run like Drake,
yeah. Hands, and never will.
But you gotta think it's a different era, so yeah. It's like comparing, the rules are different, you know what I mean? You can say maybe the rules are more in his favor or whatever.
Like, nigga, back in the day, if you sold 100,000 when people had to go out and get your shit,
yeah,
your label was gonna drop you.
Yeah,
no, I'm saying if you sold 100,000 physical copies back in the day, nigga, you like your label looking at you like, man, what the fuck? You up out of here. Now if you move 100,000, they like, you did something.
That's why, like, all right, it's just technology. You just imagine if you had the internet back then, because you can even just sell with, like, when you go to a YouTube video and watch whatever. Like
a
you,
terrible song would have 5 million listens.
You can look at
Lil
Pump got more views than a fucking Tupac video. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? A J video.
Yeah, you're very true. It's more so of a. It's not even a popular. Well, I guess.
No, it's an era. It's an era that's become. Yeah, that's why you can't really compare shit. Dude.
And then realistically, like.
Like, even with
adults don't consume their music from YouTube. Like, watching a video.
That's all kids do.
Yeah.
Not fucking stop, you know. All of them. Fucking 2 to fucking 12.
That's why you look at like how the 6ix9ine Breakfast Club jump on YouTube went crazy. Cause that's where a lot of these young motherfuckers look at their shit. Like, nigga, I was on that iHeartRadio app listening to it. But I wasn't out there like, oh, I gotta go see this shit on YouTube.
I watched the shit just in the same purposes, but
I mean, I think we all went back and watched it because
Daniel's a piece of shit for that though.
He out now, right?
I don't know. Yeah, I think so.
Like, he got out a couple weeks ago, like, for this.
He's been doing some music, and yeah. People gonna.
I don't know how true the shit is, but I've been seeing, like, pictures of him, like, pictures of Instagram posts of him, like, talking shit on people. I would. I mean, what the fuck?
Who's gonna do it? Nobody's gonna do anything to him. Because you know that nigga's gonna tell. Like, who pushed you? He did, officer.
Here's the thing, I'd be still out here and be like, yo, y'all pussy and fake. I'd still be out here doing this. Yeah, I snitched, but I snitched on some real ass niggas that would have murdered me. Fuck y'all entertainment niggas. Like, you should take the 50 Cent route. I almost died, so fuck everybody now.
No, and here's, we grew up in the same place so you can relate to this. You know niggas that are similar to him out here, and they would use like my cousin from city. Nigga.
Yeah.
Woo, woo, woo. If you ain't had them, and then when shit go down, nigga, they do shit like that, man. You know what I mean? But they put motherfuckers in danger. Like, they'll get a motherfucker like me killed and shit. You know what I mean?
Like, they got real niggas. They'll send real niggas on you. But if you catch them by yourself, they squirming. You know what I mean? But so now, you got niggas out here that's willing to kill me when I'm just trying to kill you.
Like, I ain't just trying to kill you, nigga. I'm just trying to tune you up, nigga.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm trying to get at you. Now I got beef with 10 other niggas. Mind you, these niggas got to go home. They don't live out here, bro.
Like, yeah, they shoot my mama house up and shit, nigga, and go back to ride the metro like it ain't shit, nigga. Like, yeah, nigga, that's what I'm saying. That's why. Because I seen people, especially when it happened, motherfuckers, like, you know, this, that, and third, like, oh, okay, you can make every excuse for this shit.
I've seen the excuses. Oh, they were going to kill him. They was messing with his baby moms. They was all, I was like, nigga, you still did what you did.
The game is the game, dog. Yeah. That's like, why The Wire is The Wire, because it's just.
Bruh, they literally giving him a way out. They was like, well, he wasn't really that type of dude, but why'd he sign up for this? You don't run around with these type of niggas if you ain't trying to be a part of this shit.
I don't know.
The extortion part, if I get my hands on him, yeah. Hey, man, it's going to cost you $100,000 a month for me to stay around, you know what I mean?
But that's your fault, nigga, for putting yourself, like, getting...
Like, I don't think they were physically taking his money. Like, he was paying them niggas to be around
him. It was like, he was young and stupid. Well, I was young and stupid. Glad I didn't get put in that position.
Yeah.
But I'm not going
to
be...
Paying niggas hundreds of thousands of dollars to be around me type of stupid.
Or trying to act like I'm fucking hard... Get niggas killed.
Why this nigga running around with guns? Ain't in New York. No type of felony charges on that. Like,
because niggas actually got shot at over this shit. You know what I mean? It wasn't just no fucking words. Over his words. And people gonna accept this nigga back like
it's nothing. But snitching is like really fucking. I don't want to make this another topic.
Yeah, because we'll come back
because there's too many niggas that's coming home too fast, and the streets are accepting them again. In the same type of circles. Like, nigga, you can't go back doing what you're doing.
That's just, I don't know.
And then niggas just allowing it.
That's one of those things that's, for me, at least for me personally, like, nigga,
But here's the thing. You sitting here being madder than the niggas that deal with them type of shit. You know what I mean?
It wouldn't even be nothing to be mad about. I just wouldn't even.
No, I mean, not like we feel some type of way about, like, yeah, why this nigga still fucking with this nigga? And then you over there cool with it.
And you don't know how much we've been through. And
it's like, nigga, you did time over this.
That was a thought. That was kind of a fucking some shit that popped my head up.
Oh, man, it's going everywhere. We're sorry, y'all, but you getting it regardless.
What would it take for you to like cut me off?
Oh, you can just keep being yourself.
No, what would I have to do?
Just keep being yourself. I'm sure I'll cut you off eventually. It would be forever, man. It's like, I ain't fuck with this nigga for a couple weeks.
I'm talking forever.
I don't know. I don't really think in that type of negative light.
I haven't. No, it's just. It was for banter.
It was to be had some
fun. Because it was like, what? And I said, I can't think of nothing. That would be something.
was that?
If you got back and you was doing dirt.
And I snitched on you or just in general?
In general.
Okay.
And you was doing shit like he was. You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah.
But it's different because I'm not. We stressed a lot. I'm just saying.
Yeah. If I was in the streets, alright, let's put it like this. Where we cut out the 6ix9ine shit. If I was in the streets, you know what I mean by that.
Yeah.
And I get back. I come home in a year. You know I had 10, 15. And then the rumors come out. And you heard, oh boy, you know what I mean? He on paperwork. That's enough?
No.
All right.
I'm going to talk to you. Like, I'm going to look you in your eyes and you going to tell me.
You see the paperwork. I'll be like, I told on that nigga.
Like, why? I want to know why.
I don't think I would get the why. I'd be like, it depends on the level. Because if niggas on your head, I don't need them on mine. That's my biggest thing. Like, bro, it ain't even no issue with you in this portion of it. It's just I can't fuck with you. It's like, I don't hate you. I don't dislike you. Just can't fuck with you no more.
Yeah, because you know what you signed up for, man.
It's like, you chose this shit.
Like, you know what
that's what I understand.
That's
about
why it's like, don't even fuck with it. Don't fuck with it.
It's not for everybody. Like, people will see this money, and it's not easy money. And it's a lot of fucking work, believe it or not.
Nah, dog, that shit is so fucking. It's
a lot of fucking work.
Paranoia that you have to live with.
It's a lot of fucking
paranoia. You go to sleep paranoid.
And then, unless you're dealing with shit that's going to kill somebody and catch you a body, now you are looking at more time. And that was another thing I was going to get on with. I'll tell you about that off air. Because I was about to get into a whole fentanyl and all that shit. Yeah, who's doing
that? We got bodies on that shit now, which is so crazy.
Yeah, but speaking about that, I seen it was T.I. and somebody else. I never listened to his podcast, but I seen like a snippet on Facebook. And he was talking to someone about snitching. And the real Freeway Rick Ross was on there too. And they was like, can you snitch on the cops if they're forcing you to deal drugs? And I'm like, if they keep it on street shit, no. If I'm just extorting you for the bread.
No, fuck that. Yeah, you can. Because they plan on both sides of the fucking
thing. No. If he try to put paperwork on you, that's different. If he try to arrest you or do anything else. If he keep it straight street shit, you got to keep it the same street shit.
They're not caring about those rules all the time.
But they are with you. Like, they not fucking with you as far as, nigga, I'm going to lock you up. They fuck with you as like, nigga, you know what you're doing, and I want a little piece of it.
But if that other side tells them, hey, we need to go against this motherfucker. I mean.
Alright, but what if he giving you heads up on shit in return?
Oh, only way
that's damn near compensation, so that's different. Because you're actually paying for a service at that point.
Yeah, you gotta be completely just on your side with that shit.
Yeah.
For it to be. Like, they have to be completely in it.
Because I think that, ain't that what, Freeway Ricky Ross did? Like, he started telling on the cops once they started extorting him?
I don't know, I forgot.
He said in the little T.I. situation, he was like, that's what he had to do.
I'm a, like, master of nothing. Yeah. I have so much knowledgeable shit that I can go back on, but.
Like, when they said Rick Ross, I was ready to click on it, and I was ready to be like, oh, I know
Fat. I've heard the story too many times. Like,
I know Fat one story. Told, too, so I was like, which one was he talking about? Then I seen Freeway Ricky Ross.
And there's more like interesting stories out there than Rick Ross. It's like, it's this cat Frank Matthews and shit. And this shit interesting because nobody knows what the fuck happened to him. Mm. He's this big ass drug dealer in the 70s and shit. Like, one of the biggest. And he really didn't fucking like wasn't under the mafia, no shit like that. And I guess, like, I don't know if the feds wanted him or something. I gotta go back and look at it. But like, he just like disappeared.
Smartest man in the world.
Like, a bunch of money.
Smartest man in the world.
It's like, they don't know what happened to him.
If I'm up, nigga, I'm not even letting the operation know I'm out of this bitch. You know what I mean? Like, I'm up this a few gone. I'm up a few M's. It's like, man, fuck this shit. I'm about to go down by the water and carve surfboards or some shit. Like, nigga, you know,
I'm just disappearing.
Yeah.
I had some, like,
not one more big
one more big score.
And we done.
That's always How many movies you niggas have to watch? Nigga? That last one. Don't do the last.
You get that mindset. Stop. That's your cue.
How many movies do you have to watch, nigga? From bank robbers to drug dealers. Like, anytime it was like, all right, just one more last time. It's one last sale or there's one last score.
I'm gonna need them bricks. Here, take these bricks. I'm gonna leave with whatever brand I got. Cause a nigga, you gonna smoke me. I know.
You gonna rob a bank and it be the fucking cops in the bank and shit already waiting on you.
How do they know, nigga?
Because you said one last score, nigga.
You're not allowed to say that. One last ride. Any one last store. This is the last time. Baby, I promise. I'm out the game after this.
And we're constantly battling ourselves, man. We're just like a nigga in our head telling us to do dumb shit and the good shit. That angel demon that used to be on cartoons is the...
That angel be missing a lot of the time.
Yeah, that nigga does.
He show up a little too late.
He's lazy as shit, nigga.
He be popping up like, told you.
Like, nigga. I used to say some shit. I used to say some shit once real low. He said... I wouldn't do that.
Wouldn't he fuck with it?
Huh? Huh? Would you?
Come on, man.
I'll repeat myself, dog. But the other nigga be in your ear, vocal like,
you got it, big
nigga.
Dog.
Look at her, nigga. Look, nigga. Look at her, man. Look at her. Is she cool, man? If you just touch a titty, that's not all the way cheating, nigga. Just touch a titty, and it won't lead to nothing else.
What are you talking?
Yeah, I'm talking about how that nigga vocalizes himself, man. That's what I'm talking about, man.
Oh, man. Well, we gave y'all something, goddammit. This is a scattered-ass episode. It's right back to what we didn't want to talk about, but we vaguely touched on bullshit.
I don't even know what the fuck we gonna call this.
I don't know, nigga. But anyway.
Shout out to all the artists that did submit the music.
So then we got some content from. I'm sure you'll tag them niggas on
Twitter. Hey, I gotta try to remember what the fuck
their Twitter shits are. Yeah. And
I think I wrote it down somewhere. I'm not fucking know I did.
This is the Ram the Nigga, Aaron, the Misfit, aka 2AG. I am that guy, Eric X, and we ain't really got no outro, so.